Okay, I guess we're ready to start, President Robinette, so thank you. Well, welcome to the workshop number two on the Cambria CSD Groundwater Management Plan. This is a continuation from the first workshop that we had on the 21st. If you've been following this closely on our district website, there is a new version of the plan based on the comments I'd received to date that's dated yesterday. And I'll talk a little bit about those revisions. I won't get into the detail right this second. So let me just go through the agenda. It is not advancing, Travis. So if you, I'll just give you a high sign on this. I think we'll probably have to do this manually. Thank you. Today's agenda is just to, again, go through introductions like we did last time, and I'll give a very abbreviated overview of the groundwater management plan this time around because we did go through it in a little more detail at the last meeting. But, you know, feel free to ask questions if you have a particular need to have something explained in it. We'll review the updates that I've made to it or that we've made to it since workshop number one. I'll include a little more focusing on the recommendations section this time around, as well as touch on how you can participate and then take any questions you may have. I will remind that there's a November 12th special board meeting planned for the adoption of this plan based on the input we receive and the subsequent updates that may be made to it. So next slide, please. And just a brief overview of the draft groundwater management plan. There's seven sections in it, not including the reference section and the appendices. It has a purpose and background section that provides quite a bit of overview information on where the district is. Is there a problem? Oh, here. Thank you. On where the district is with its water planning and related issues with its water supply. We have a key section on groundwater management objectives, which I covered last time, so I won't go back into that. Section 3 is an interagency coordination and collaboration plan. This is a present-future type discussion. It has the current interagency coordination, which is relying much similar to how you review an environmental document with public review and comment. But there's also a future-based collaboration plan that talks about how to, once you have a little more time, a little more budget, to do a full-blown steering committee collaboration process to do a future update on the plan. There's a discussion on groundwater recharge and mapping. That is a more recent requirement of the water code for AB 3030 plans, where you have to provide a map showing the areas of recharge, which we did in this plan. There's a discussion on groundwater and surface water modeling, a section that pretty much summarizes wellhead protection, wellhead abandonment, and well construction policies for our area. Those are largely a county environmental health responsibility, but we did touch on those. And lastly, the recommendations, which I'll go into much more detail today on. Next slide, please. You know, I think I should probably pause and maybe, should we introduce everybody here? We did that last time, and I just, we'll hit the pause for a second, Gail, if that's okay with you. And just, you know, I'm Bob Gressens, the district engineer with Cambria CSD, I think. And then we have our Michael Thompson, our director, right? If you want to introduce yourselves, we'll just kind of sweep through the room this way.
Mike Thompson, I'm the Vice President of the Board.
And I'm Lynn Anderson, an interested resident of Cambria and enjoying the nice seat here.
Thank you
very much.
All right. And we
have... I'm Monique Madrid. I'm the Administrative Services Officer.
And Gail, are you on yours? Here, you can do it right here if you want.
And Good afternoon. I'm Gail Robinette, the board president, and welcome everyone here today.
And if you want to just speak up, Jan. Thank you. And we have them, Steve Provost, Cambrian, and the rest of people are watching right now, hopefully. Again, just to discuss the plan updates to date briefly, the most current plan is dated yesterday, October 28th. It includes a revision log, which is right after the cover sheet. We added call-outs to each page where a revision was made and hopefully make it easier for people to jump to that particular page and see what we changed. And then we'll continue with this procedure on any subsequent updates to the plan. Next slide. This just shows the revision log where it shows the revision number, the date, a brief description, and which page it occurs on. Next page, please. Here's an example on page 16 based on some of the input we got since workshop one. Added three organizations to the list for suggested consideration for a steering committee. We added the Natural Resources Conservation Service. We had the California Cattlemen's Association and the Santa Rosa Creek Valley Groundwater Management Cooperative, which I learned about recently. I didn't know that cooperative was out there. So as people think in the future, if you want to be part of a steering committee as the district moves forward, again, that'd be an effort out a while. Please let me know, and we'll then seek out people to, if they have the time and they can send a representative, that would be great. Next slide. Here's another example of a revision that was very useful to learn from, particularly from agricultural folks that were here last time, that the in addition to the Central Coast Ambient Monitoring Plan that's going on with the creeks, you know, there's a Central Coast requirement for the irrigated agriculture order, and I give that number. And I did research that after the meeting last time, and it's very involved as far as what each irrigated ag operation has to do for its monitoring. So I just included a simple reference to that. Don't let the brevity make you think it's easy. It's pretty complicated actually when I look through that. But I wanted to give that recognition. Another change that you won't see on here, I did reorganize the listing of the monitoring wells per Jan's recommendation last time. I have them now going from the kind of the furthest upstream point down towards the lower down gradient point as best I could. There's a few of them that were kind of even, so I just made my best judgment call on those. So hopefully you'll see that in the update if you go to our website. And I do have a printout if you wanted to see the latest version too. Just ask me. Next slide, please. So recommendations. This is just a summary, a repeat of the last meeting we had. It's regularly review and overview to gauge the process in meeting the basin management objectives, obviously to see how successful you are in meeting those objectives. Foster the collaboration with basin stakeholders. It's an easy sentence to do, but you know it's probably more complicated. You know, you got to recognize that everybody has a stake in this. Allow more time for future plan updates to incorporate the steering committee approach. Coordinate future plan updates following a five-year cycle of updating the urban water management plan along with the watershed sanitary survey, which is a requirement on the district to do. So it makes sense to, you know, take the results of those updates and then work them into a groundwater management plan update. Then lastly, we have to do the financial planning and budgeting to allow for funding of the future updates and projects that support meeting the basin management objectives. And I'll get a little bit into that in the next few slides. So let's continue. I'll just summarize this because I know it's violating every PowerPoint rule in existence about having too many words on a slide. But essentially, it's saying that you know, we should be looking at the water balance in particular, which was included in as table 1-3 on page 7 of the draft report. And then, you know, that There's a more detailed recommendation that I added that you'll see in the next few slides here related to that based on some of the questions that were asked during workshop number one. Again, if right now the basins are considered a low priority by the state. You know, the high priority basins on overdraft are required to comply with what they call the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, which was passed in 2014. This particular groundwater management plan does not have to follow that because we're considered a low priority. So we're doing what's considered an AB 3030 plan in the field of groundwater management plans. It's not as extensive, nor does it have quite the teeth that the Sustainable Groundwater Management Plan Act. So it's a totally different process, and I just want to make that distinction. But if the basins were to go into some kind of overdraft mode in the future, that's something a district would want to consider, or if it's another agency that ends up forming a Sustainable Groundwater Management Act agency, they would certainly get into the details of that. That law allows different agencies to be the lead on that, and that decision would have to be made in the future as far as how that would be formed and how you would then do a plan to ensure sustainability of the groundwater management plans. We're not there right now, so we didn't go into that level. Next slide, please. Key recommendations that we talk about the most in Section 7 are the need for us to complete our regular coastal development permit for our emergency water supply project. That was the brackish water project off of San Simeon Creek Road. You may recall that was built on an emergency coastal development permit. Some of the conditions on that require that it only operate during a stage 3 drought emergency. We would like to get that completed as far as a regular coastal development permit so that we can take advantage of the benefits of that project to avoid a future stage 3 groundwater emergency, as well as some of the other, there's numerous benefits from that project, including improvements to groundwater quality by removing nutrients and salts from the groundwater basin. So we're going to continue to pursue that. We're working on the EIR to support that permitting process right now, and we're making some pretty good progress on that. So hopefully we'll get that out towards the end of the year, this year, for the public review process. The other thing we have brewing in the background that you don't hear a whole lot about is we still have an active project, although it's not active, as I'm using that term loosely right now, with the Army Corps of Engineers for the long-term water supply. We have a federal Water Resource Development Act grant in place with them. That work kind of came to a halt because of a lack of funding, but we were going to have them look at the particularly the brackish water supply that was identified in their early report to see if that could be further modified to consider, you know, what was done for the emergency water supply project. And if so, what would that involve? But unfortunately, they ran out of funds, and that work is kind of at a standstill right now. But if that gets fired back up, they can complete the technical studies and then come up with a preferred alternative as part of their environmental impact statement. And so that's still in the background. We need to continue to work with the Army Corps and try to find some funds for that effort so we can keep that ball moving forward. Next slide, please. Other recommendations are really related to having the resources available through the normal planning and budgeting process to support the basin management objectives. For example, we have a need to, I won't go into A because I just covered that, but the EIR and the regular coastal development permit, they all take funding. We have the funding for the Army Corps. We have funding to support whatever the long-term supply alternative may be that the Army Corps comes up with in the future. We need to do improvements to our wastewater treatment plant. The wastewater treatment plant has actually become more of a renewable water resource for us as opposed to a wastewater disposal operation as a result of the emergency water supply project. So that's a real critical need that we have right now. We should continue to support the biological monitoring of the riparian habitat. We have what's known as an adaptive management plan in place where we have biologists, you know, checking the condition of the habitat around and downstream from the emergency water supply project to make sure we're not we're maintaining an adequate habitat and a positive environment for the species that are out there. There's data collection and laboratory water quality analysis that are routine that need to go along with this. We're looking into remote sensing on the creeks and monitoring wells as part of future planning, and you know, updating the groundwater management plan in the future. It's going to take a resource to do this again and to really sink your teeth into it as far as doing a steering committee approach and some of the other recommendations we have here. The plan might identify future need for additional monitoring wells, and if so, you'd have to budget for those to go in. Lastly, you know, we need to continue to fund the CCSD's water conservation program and means to reduce demand through the offsets. We have a pretty good program in place. There's some new technology that's coming out that offer even additional benefits than what we're doing right now. The plan makes mention of this Nexus e-water system that I've been tracking, and it was discussed at a home builders forum not too long ago that the county was putting on, or the home builders association was. That was very interesting, how you can use treated gray water to help flush toilets internally in homes and so forth. So that technology is pretty exciting. It's still relatively new, but it offers more possibilities in conservation. Next slide, please. The last page of our recommendations, I updated item 5 and I renumbered the subsequent ones. Item 5 is to a little more strongly worded that the future update should allow for the time and necessary resources to update the water budget that's included as Table 1-3 using current water use information. And then a technique or a procedure similar to the modeling effort that was used by the USGS in their 98 report. They had a model that was developed. They did a pretty thorough investigation of water demands that we certainly couldn't do at our level right now, but a future plan should consider that. And then you can assess things more accurately as far as where the groundwater basin is in regards to, is it in balance, is there overdraft going on, that type of thing. So it'll help serve as a gauge for where things are at that time. Again, we should continue to report on our monitoring well elevations and be actively involved with the state's California statewide groundwater elevation monitoring program, which is known as CASGEM. There's quite a movement on that right now within the state. We should also look at the water rights settlement agreement that we have in place with our rancher to the north of the San Simeon well field and Perk Pond area, and make sure we're figuring out how to solve that. That has a long-term commitment with it that makes it kind of challenging based on our dry weather diversion limits. And again, just continue with our conservation program. So that pretty much concludes the recommendations. Next slide, please. So I'd like to just open it up to any public comments and questions you might have at this time, and certainly welcome to come here to the podium if you wish to use the microphone, and I'll just stand aside here. So thank you for being here today. Okay. Are there any questions or comments anyone wants to make? Okay, being none, I guess we'll move on to the next one. And I gave my PowerPoint slides away, so I can't remember what's on the agenda next. Is this the reminder, Monique? Oh, I also want to touch again on how to participate. You know, you can send comments to me. It's in our our posted materials on our website, but it's bgressens@cambriacsd.org, or else just calling our general number at 805-927-6223. If you wanted to be included on our notification list of future meetings, you can contact myself or Monique, our district clerk, and we'll make sure you get the emails that are going out on this. Again, I'd prefer to have any written comments ASAP. It takes a while to incorporate written comments into the report. And our next meeting is planned for November 12th. So that doesn't give me a whole lot of time to do updates, but we will. And we'll continue again with that process of updating our log sheet and putting the highlighted call-outs in the report and then posting the most current report on our website. So I do appreciate the comments we're getting. I think it makes the report that much better. And again, I appreciate people's time and energy spent in reading the report. I know it's pretty dry material to sit down and read something like that, but to take time and then respond back is terrific. And I feel like it makes it sort of like a supercomputer. You have that many more processors working, helping me along in producing this report. So with that said, and there's no questions.
I'll just say a couple of things, too. I just want to thank the people that are here today. This is your second workshop, and Vice President Thompson and I are in attendance certainly to support that, but as the water permitting ad hoc, too. And so I think I speak for both of us when we appreciate the time of everyone that's here and the time you've put in on this. And, you know, it is that this is a really important project, but along with your other work, too, I think we're just making good progress in several directions. So thank you all today, and thank you, Mr. Gresham.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You're welcome.
Just wanted to add, I read the comments provided by Mike Broadhurst and George
Kendall.
Kendall from Ranchers and Farmers on Santa Rosa Creek Road, and I appreciated the comments that they made, and I think it added a great deal to the report that we're preparing.
Yes, it did. Okay, so I want to make sure I give the time right for the November 12th meeting. Is that at 12:30? So our special board meeting where this is going to come up for consideration as adoption would be November 12th and starting at 12:30, and that's here in the Vets Hall again. And without there being any further comments or questions, I guess we'll adjourn. So thank you all very much.